Unit 3. Steps to effective communication. Аудиозапись номер 7 к заданию 1. Listen to 6 people talking and match what they say with the statements in your workbook. There is one statement you don't have to use. Speaker 1.
Today's teens cannot live without communication technologies. The number of teenagers using the internet is growing around the world. A recent research showed some surprising results. Teens are much brighter with computers than adults and use the internet more often and for more varied reasons. They use it to communicate with friends, to make new friends, to play games, download music, get news, do the shopping, research homework, and ask health questions.
Speaker 2. Email is losing its privileged place among teens. It's only used to communicate with adults, such as teachers. Young people prefer instant messaging, or IM, and text messaging as ways to connect with their friends. The advantages of instant messaging are clear. When you send someone an email, you don't know when you will get a reply. Your friend might not check his or her messages or might not use that email address anymore. With IM, however, a program on your computer tells you when a friend is online. You can then send a message to your friend who can type a reply instantly online. Speaker 3.
The new technology popular with teens is podcasting. The term podcast is a blend of the words iPod, a portable media player, and broadcast. But not only teenagers are crazy about podcasting. Some grandmothers like it too. According to newspaper reports, Queen Elizabeth II has taken up this latest way of listening to music. She is the proud owner of an iPod which can hold up to 100,000 songs.
Speaker 4.
According to statistics, in the USA, young people spend 5 times more time online than in Europe. Their most popular site is Facebook, a place where everybody knows everything about everybody else. It has more than 1.3 billion members. Facebook offers an adult-free world where teens can do and say what they want. They publish personal details, post photos, and share their news and ideas. Facebook was not created for teenagers. Former Harvard student Mark Zuckerberg started the site in 2004 as an online university directory. It quickly turned into a social network for colleagues and then involved high school students.
Speaker 5.
It's not just computers teenagers are hooked on. They also cannot live without their mobile phones. Mobile phones are used as a tool of text messaging, as alarm clocks, calculators, to send photos, play games, and to help with exam revision. Some teens even use them to cheat on tests. No wonder mobile phones are not allowed in many schools and universities.
Speaker 6. It's interesting that computer language is quickly finding its way into spoken English. Here are some examples. Before the mobile phone revolution, the word text was used only as a noun. Now it is also used as a verb. We text each other every day. The word Google, denoting a popular internet web search engine, is now used as a verb too. I'm Googling my other sock. SMS abbreviations LOL, laughing out loud, or ROFL, rolling on the floor laughing, are now used in everyday speech. I'm lolling. A person who speaks a lot of time using a computer is called a mouse potato.